Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, about what's going on in state politics. The Detroit City Council has approved a land swap between the city and the owners of the Ambassador Bridge. The city will get nearly 5 acres and $3 million for improvements to Riverside Park. The Detroit International Bridge Company would get a 3-acre section of the park that could be used for a twin Ambassador Bridge span between Detroit and Windsor. State and federal officials still have to approve the land deal. This has been a controversial issue because some council members say the bridge company doesn't play nice. Jack, how is this likely to pan out?
Well, I think it's important to remember that while Matty Maroon, the owner of the Ambassador Bridge, would need this land to build a second span, this doesn't at all guarantee that he'll be able to do it. In fact, high Canadian officials have said repeatedly they're not going to allow him to build a second bridge. Someday there might be a replacement bridge if they took down the Ambassador Bridge. And the city, Mayor Duggan, has said to me that Maroon doesn't get his land until he fulfills all the conditions, which include putting more than 1,000 windows in the old train station, as well as giving the money for improvements to Riverside Park, everything else. So the mayor sees this as a very good deal for the city and to revitalize this park.
Remind us why this is so controversial.
Well, Matty Maroon is not seen as a great citizen by a lot of people. He owns a lot of decaying property. The train station is sort of the signature to that. He has a history of not following through on deals. He had to remember he was about 3 years ago, he and the president of the bridge company were thrown in jail for a day because they didn't comply with court orders. So there's not a lot of trust there with him. But when I asked the mayor about this last month, he said Maroon doesn't get what he wants till he's done everything the city requires.
The National Wildlife Federation says it's making plans to sue the U.S. Transportation Department. It says the agency has failed to require pipeline owners to come up with safety response plans for worst-case oil spills, which is required by law. The action specifically targets the Enbridge line beneath the Straits of Mackinac. Now, an Enbridge spokesman says the company has disaster plans filed with the government that address a variety of scenarios. What's next?
Well, there's increasing worry about this pipeline. People became aware this year. Most people weren't aware. There's a 62-year-old pipeline that runs 4.5 miles beneath the straits. If anything were to happen to that, it could put both Lakes Michigan and Huron in extreme danger. The company refuses to reveal its inspection reports in detail, even to the state of Michigan. So there's going to be increasing pressure on them to do so, and there's a whole lot of worry. Michigan had a pipeline safety task force, but they stopped short of asking for this pipeline to be shut down, although Attorney General Bill Schuette refused to answer when he was asked repeatedly whether he thought the pipeline was safe. So remember, of course, that 5 years ago, the same company had a pipeline burst in the Kalamazoo River, and there's parts of the river that aren't cleaned up yet.
And finally, Jack, we've been talking about the horrible state of Michigan's roads for a very long time and the legislature's difficulty with coming up with a plan to fix them. Now, a group in Hamtramck is pushing up their sleeves and fixing the roads themselves. They call their group the Hamtramck Guerrilla Road Repair. It started with a group of friends talking over beers. They decided to buy supplies and fix the potholes on their street themselves. Now they are crowdfunding online to try to raise more money to fix all the residential roads that the city of Hamtramck can't afford to fix. Could this be a new trend?
Well, I hope not. It's a nice, sweet idea, and it might be a nice temporary fix, but really, a bunch of people in a bar don't have the engineering expertise and the money that is really needed to tackle what is an enormous problem. The problem is that we don't have the political will to appropriate the money to fix the roads, and they're all decaying, and this sort of shows how desperate people are. And while it might be nice for the pothole in front of your house, this really doesn't and can't address the wider question.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks so much.
Have a great morning.